everybody who's listening to us across the nation and outside our borders as well. Big shout out to the boys down under and to Christina and her friends in Sweden. Also, Jan and the crew listening to us in Spain. It's interesting how many other countries we've picked up. And, of course, a big shout out to Sam and Al and everybody else in Canada listening. It's interesting how many people we've picked up outside of the United States, not just those listening in the South and the Midwest and the East and in the West and, like I always say, those parts in between. You know that how we roll here is I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left, undecided, sick of it all. It's all good, my friends. It's about the overnight conversation, and you can join at any time. Let me give out the digits. You gotta love that. A woman who gives out her phone number. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You actually want to keep this number handy anyway, and the reason why is because coming up round the bend, we have another edition of Nail the Score. It's a Thanksgiving edition of Nail the Score. Normally, we would do it on Thursday. I know none of you are going to be wanting to do Nail the Score as you are bloated and laying on the couch watching the night football game. You're not going to want to nail the score. Besides, all the Thanksgiving games would be off of the menu, and there's three of them. Three games, because remember they added the night game a couple of years ago. How it works is we randomly pick the game of the week, our supercomputer back in Minneapolis. Once the game is chosen, you call in or you hit us up at americatonight.net. Tell us who you think is going to win the game, what you think the final score is going to be. All right, right at the top, there is no doubt that everybody is talking about the TSA. I am traveling tomorrow at 6 in the morning. Let's hope it's not too brutal out at the airport. I've done a lot of those early flights. Never, ever on a holiday have I gotten on a plane the day of the holiday. It is the first flight out, so I have my fingers crossed that it'll be smooth sailing. I'm going to the happiest place on earth. Does everybody know what the happiest place on earth is? Well, that would be Orlando, because it is the home to Disney. Disney and all that that entails. You know, Disney now is not comprised of just a handful of characters. It's bigger and badder, I guess, with all kinds of rides and all kinds of opportunities for them to sell you things you don't need. But there's Universal. And I'm a roller coaster freak, so I don't mean freak, but I like roller coasters, so I'll be going to Universal on my trip. And the weather's supposed to be pretty good, so some of you who are shoveling snow, you can think about what we're doing in the warmer climate in Orlando. It's like beach weather, I'm told. And they've got a storm actually headed to the Dakotas and beyond that's supposed to be pretty bad. Might dump maybe even a foot of snow, they're saying. Of course, that changes on the hour, depending on what the satellite map reads. But it's nevertheless, there's going to be snow, and there's going to be a little bit of a dig out. And I think we've talked about that before on the show, how fun snow is, the first snowfall. But when you live in a place like Bismarck, North Dakota, how much snow do you really, really want to get each year? Sleet, ice, all that kind of stuff, roads closed, delayed flights. How much of that messy nonsense do you want in your yard? And the answer is, I think you, after a while, you get that cabin fever. You do get tired of it. You get tired of blizzardy conditions or having to constantly grab the shovel and dig out. And it means that you're going to have car accidents. You're going to have schools that are closed. And for how, who knows how long, although probably some of those kids were already out of school anyway. So traveling is big. Traveling would be big anyway. But now with these new enhanced pat downs and the scanners, there's supposed to be 500 in airports installed by the end of the year. New polls saying that 60% of us don't like the enhanced pat downs and we don't like the body scanners, although body scanners actually win out more than the enhanced pat-downs. So some of the travelers today were interviewed, and it includes one passenger in Detroit, and another travel protester, and they have interesting points of view. Take a listen.
I'll probably do the body scan, but if the pat-down looks faster, I'll probably do that one.
Neither one bothers me. Whatever it takes to be safe, I'm okay with that.
What we're doing here, it's an action to say we are not going to accept this.
All right, there you go. So there's somebody who doesn't want to do it, doing the opt-out thing, and then you got all the other people who are saying, whichever's faster, I just want to get through. I don't care, whichever one. And if we're safer, then okay. And I think that, for the most part, that's the way it played out Wednesday from Los Angeles to Philadelphia to Chicago to Kansas City to Albuquerque, New Mexico. There wasn't a big jam at the airports. All right, let's go to Gage in California. Let's squeak Gage in. Hey, Gage, what's up?
Protester, and they have
Gage, you got to turn that down for me, okay?
The body scan.
We can't hear you, Gage. Got to turn that down. Is it down? We're gonna have to let you fly. Sorry about that. If you call the show and you have the audio source up, it echoes back to us and it kind of blows up the call. So whenever you call, just make sure you have that source off wherever it is that you're getting a streaming, or if you have a radio source up or whatever it might be. As I explained, we're going to do that nail the score thing, and there's some interesting games. I say interesting games. There's interesting games this weekend. I don't know that the three games for Thanksgiving blow me away. I mean, if you're a Cowboy fan, you might be curious to see, could there be a miracle? Could the Cowboys beat the Saints? Well, of course, anything can happen on any given day, right? And there's a sports cliche for you. But the probability of it happening is not, I'm going to say, is not very good. I mean, I would take that bet all day long for the Saints and not for the Dallas Cowboys. We are already at week 12 in the NFL. Can you believe it? Week 12. Yeah, time flies. It seems like we just got out of training camps and we were talking about what we thought might happen with the Jets and Mark Sanchez and what could happen this time around the Vikings. And the Vikings, of course, forget about it. Put a nail in the Vikings coffin. It's not happening. I think this is it for Brett Favre. What a way for Favre to go out. I can't imagine why he would even want to come back, and I can't imagine that the Vikings would do that. Brad Childress is gone. It's been a rough season for them. It turned out to be a rough season anyway. The Cowboys were 1-7, and they picked up their last two wins after getting rid of Wade Phillips and putting in Jason Garrett. So, as I mentioned, the Cowboys-Saints game will be a big one because it's an afternoon game, too, 4:15 East Coast kick. The first game, though, is the Patriots and the Lions. The Pats should roll over the Lions like nobody's business, and history tells us that would happen anyway. I'll tell you, a team that I really like is the team that I mentioned. They were part of HBO, their series Hard Knocks, the Jets. That was the team featured this year. They take on the Bungles. That should be a layup. They should cover that all day long, I think. I really believe that. Coming up, nail the score. You don't want to miss it. Hang through.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, what will the Nail the Score game be this week? Will it be the Patriots and the Lions? I hope not. Saints and the Cowboys, the other Thursday game, the Bengals and the Jets, or one of the Sunday games. There's some great games on tap Sunday. Falcons and the Packers, I'll be watching that one. That's an early kick, 1 p.m. And then you've got also in the wings a team that I like that I've been watching this year, maybe because I got family there. In fact, I will be in Tampa, not just Orlando, the Buccaneers and the Ravens, and this is in Baltimore. So Tampa on the road. But in looking at this and in looking at Ray Rice, the way this kid runs, my cousin is one of the sports information guys at Rutgers, and when Rice was at school there, he said, you got to check this guy out. You got to watch him. And he's been interesting to watch this season. Still hasn't hit the 1,000 yards yet, though, but when he gets the ball, he can be deadly if he's got that room. And I think that game could be a good game. But it doesn't matter what I think, because the computer controls the whole thing. So you can't blame me if you don't like the game of the week. Here's how it works. Once the game of the week is chosen, then you call in or hit us up at americatonight.net and tell us what you think is going to happen, who's going to win the game, and what the score is going to be. 800-259-5791. All right, Donovan, my man, let her rip. Oh, you have got to be kidding me. So the game of the week that the computer picked, the Saints and the Cowboys. Do we even think this game is going to be close? I was looking at the line. New Orleans is favored by 4. By 4. I think they cover that many times over. Are you kidding me? Looking at what the Cowboys have done the last 2 weeks, I just hope that it is kind of an interesting game, because I will be watching it. And I hate to invest time in something that's a bore, right? So, John Kitna, and Miles Austin. Will they connect enough that'll make a difference? Will they find a way to avoid the turnovers? I mean, there's just questions that abound, I think, more on the Dallas Cowboys side of things than on the Saints side of things. But you don't have to be a genius to know that. The Saints, for goodness sake, are 7-3. 7-3 on the season. The Cowboys, 3-7. It's a home game for the Cowboys, and I know a lot of people gave tickets away, sold tickets to other people, and it's been obviously a struggle, duh, and Tony Romo's out. But for the Saints, there has been some inconsistency. You can say that. If you wanted to look for something negative to say about the Saints, and this is their first Thanksgiving Day game, Reggie Bush, will he be back in the backfield? Will he be there or not? Jason Garrett breathed new life into this team as the coach. Can he somehow give them a Rudy-type speech that changes things? But looking pure statistics, the Saints have averaged 31.9 points, right? In 2009, that was their number. It's like 31, 32. I could be wrong on the little bit of statistically, but close. And this year, they started out pretty rough. They didn't even, they just barely hit the 19 mark points-wise. But now they are clicking a little bit better. I mean, they're one game behind Atlanta in the NFC South, and this is the time when teams turn. This is the time when teams can play better. And, you know, I look at Drew Brees, and they shredded Seattle on Sunday, but I think they should have. And they're at the point, I think, where they should be in November and December. So I'm going to say, without killing you with all my analysis off the cuff, I'm going to say that the Saints win this one, and I think the final score is going to be 35-21. And I'm actually giving the Cowboys more credit than I thought I would when I looked over at this game once it was chosen. I know a lot of you are going to call in because you might be hanging around waiting to leave and go to wherever it is you're going to go for Thanksgiving. 800-259-5791. Before we take your calls, I think we have a comment from Jason Garrett who talked about facing the Saints. Do we have Jason Garrett? Maybe not. Maybe we'll get Jason Garrett. In fact, we probably can get him on the show. We may be able to do that in the next couple of weeks. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Okay.
You get the first crack at this. How lucky.
Yeah. So you somebody won last week, huh?
It's what'd you say?
Did somebody win last week?
Somebody won, yes. Chris in Connecticut got it right with the Eagles, 27-17. She nailed the score. I was shocked, yeah.
Well, I tip my hat to her.
I do, too.
Eagles would play a little harder than they would score that touchdown. I could have won, but so I'm going to put my hex on the Eagles, and the Bears are going to give them a good spanking.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm.
The Bears are going to give them a good spanking.
You're
okay,
right.
I got the Saints 24, Dallas 17.
24-17 Saints. That's a good score. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens defensively for the Cowboys. You know, who knows?
Yeah, if you don't fall asleep watching it.
Right, because we've eaten so much food, or we're eating so much food at the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, you have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, me too. Good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Herschel is listening to us in Missouri. Yo, Herschel.
Thanksgiving. How are
Hello,
you doing
thank
today?
You. I'm doing good. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Who do you like in this one? Do you like the Saints or the Boys?
The Saints. Let's go 34-20.
34-20 Saints. All right. You might be a winner, Herschel. You get some wonderful prizes if you do.
I hope so.
I like that.
I got a stat for you.
Uh-huh.
We all go to electric cars. How's our electric grid going to hold up to that?
Yeah. You know what? That's true. But I think we're a long ways away from that. Here's my question. Here's my question, Herschel. If we all get electric cars, what are the charging stations going to be like, and can they get them up fast enough?
I know it. That's going to be big problems. I don't see how they're They're pushing all this, just like ethanol. They're pushing all this stuff, and it doesn't work.
Right. I'd agree with you. If you have some electric cars, that's all right. But what if you have everybody on the grid with electric cars, which won't happen for a long time? If it does happen, what would that mean to our power grids across the nation? Good point, Herschel. Thanks for the call. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
I rode in an electric car. It was called a Zoidy. I did that in the springtime, and it was a car from China that some Americans were trying to bring over and had investors interested in, and they were going to try to build a plant in America and all this stuff, and the typical entrepreneurial thing. It did not happen, but it was interesting driving in this car. It was, it was like one of those toy cars. And I was surprised at how well it handled, to be honest. Trey is listening to us in Kentucky. Horseman, what's shaking?
Playing with the horses, Kate. How you doing?
Good. What's the weather like in Lexington?
Last night I was freezing my butt off. The wind chill got down to around 21, but tonight it's about 41. So, ask
41.
Me again in an hour, it may change.
Yeah, 40, that's like Texas. 41 isn't bad. Who do you like in this one, the Saints or the Cowboys?
The Saints. I can't pick them Cowboys.
Yeah. What do you think the score is going to be?
Actually, I wrote down the same score you did.
You got the score, 35-21. You own it because I can't win the prizes. So, Trey, good luck. I hope you win.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, Kate.
Hey, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. Now, I was thinking about this today. If you had to take something off the Thanksgiving table, what would you take? Would it be the cranberries? I know everybody likes cranberries, but I don't get the cranberry thing. I don't know. On the sandwiches maybe, but yeah. And you can't, I was reading something today. Hey, you want to stay in shape? You want to get in shape? Don't eat the stuffing. The stuffing is the fattening thing. How can you not have dressing or stuffing with the turkey? Maybe we just need to get up and jog the next day. I don't know. There has to be a solution, right? So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're doing that nail the score thing. And the game of the week, I didn't pick it, the Saints and the Cowboys. And, of course, that's Thanksgiving Day. It's the second game or the afternoon game, the late afternoon game. We're going to see if anyone can nail the score this time around, week 12 in the NFL. Hang through.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Kate Delaney wishing you and yours a happy Thanksgiving from all of us here on America Tonight. And if you don't understand why we're not kvetching about the TSA or talking about North Korea or a plethora of other things, because we are doing the Nail the Score thing. Nail the Score is so fun. We do it once a week, and we do it all the way through the football season, including the playoffs, all the way up to the Super Bowl. 1-800-259-5791. Starting off the season, the Dallas Cowboys thought that they were going to the Super Bowl. You talk to anybody in Dallas, you talk to any Dallas fans, and they're everywhere. They're like cockroaches. They emerge from all corners when they see the light. I'm telling you, I used to travel with the Cowboys, and it was like traveling with rock stars. I had no idea. You go to Green Bay, they're lined up at the hotels when you get off the buses. You go to Philadelphia, you're right there in the middle, in the heart of the city. You get off the buses there, and the people are going crazy. It was, you know, just pick a place, any place. Even New York, there were a ton of Cowboy fans. And we could argue it, but a lot of people say they're still America's team. So it was a disastrous beginning of the season. They were very cocky and had that swagger where they thought, yeah, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be in Dallas at the Death Star, Jerry World. And we're going to be there, but not so fast. It was a season that unraveled for the Cowboys. Now they're trying to go 3-0 under the interim guy, the interim coach, because that's what he's been labeled by the owner, Jason Garrett. So they're looking to try to pick up the third win for him. Here's what Jason Garrett had to say about the Saints.
They're playing awfully well right now. They're an aggressive style defense. They try to rush the passer. They try to create turnovers. They do a good job of those things offensively. You know, we know the guy who runs the offense, Drew Brees, does an outstanding job for him. Tremendous command of that offense. He uses his weapons well.
He does use his weapons well, and he's hoping he has Bush in the backfield. We'll see if Reggie's back or not. I hear he's going to be back, but we'll see. You know, that's when they try to mess around with the wire. Oh, questionable game time decision. I think he's going to be, though. Titus in Missouri, you have the floor. Hey, Titus.
Oh, hi, Kate.
What do you think? I'm good. What do you think? Who do you like in this one? Are you?
I like Drew Brees. 38-17.
38-17.
Uh-huh. Is Tony Romo? Is what year did he go? I mean, what week did he go down?
A couple of weeks ago, he went out.
Oh.
So he's been.
Is he going to be out for
a couple of weeks? He's out for. Well, will he be out for the rest of the season? Supposedly he's supposed to be back in a couple of games, but does it make sense if he's got a shoulder problem to bring him back?
Yeah, it'd be too late anyway for him.
That's what I think.
For the whole team.
Yeah.
They'll probably do more harm than good with him in there anyway.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I love your laugh.
thank you, I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to
you.
Yeah,
same to you.
Good luck.
Goodbye.
All right. Yeah, Tony Romo. I don't think he wants to come back. I mean, here's the question. Why would you bring Romo back, though, if the season is tanked? I mean, is there any chance that the Cowboys are getting in the playoffs? No, I don't think so. So it wouldn't make any sense to really bring him back. It'd be better for him to nurse it, because why risk any kind of an injury? Let's go to Sam across the border in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
How are you?
What do I always say?
Simply fantastic.
Yeah, of course. And late tomorrow night, we're going down to Plattsburgh for the Black Friday sales.
Yeah, when was Boxing Day? The other day, right?
No, Boxing Day is the day after Christmas.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And tell us briefly, what is the significance of Boxing Day?
Okay, it's sort of like a British thing. But here in Canada, that's when a lot of stores really like drop their their deals on a lot of people want to go to electronic stores and try and get deals on TVs, iPods, whatever. I made the mistake, and Julie always reminds me. I made the mistake of going to a major department store, and you have the same department store in the United States. You know, I guess you can figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I went the day after Christmas. Biggest mistake I ever made. It was like I might as well have put on a football helmet and shoulder pads and tried to run through the people.
Yeah, I don't like Black Friday either. I can't stand it. There's just too many people. It's like people on top of you, and how can you? You can't even focus on what you're getting because it's like in some places, when you're talking about like electronics, it's like a grab fest. It's crazy.
Well, unfortunately, last year in a suburb of New York City, a security guard at a major department store—I'm not going to mention which one—he unfortunately got killed because he was trampled by all the people who were coming in for the Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
Okay, and by the way, our Thanksgiving was the second Monday in October, so we've already had our turkey.
All right, very good. So, who do you like in this game?
Okay, I hate to say it, but I think the Cowboys are just going to run out the schedule. But I think because it is Thanksgiving and it is against last year's Super Bowl champions, New Orleans 41, Dallas 24, and
Woo!
Can I make? And I can't, okay, and you know this weekend is the Grey Cup, the Canadian Championship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a prediction. You know, I know it won't count for anything, but I'm going to make a prediction, and I'll call you Sunday night and let you know.
Okay.
Montreal 27, Saskatchewan 24. Montreal went in a field goal. And, Steve, by the way, says Thanksgiving, and he has one question for you. He knows that, unfortunately, they tore down the spectrum. Actually, it's probably a two-prong question. What do you remember most of the spectrum as a spectator, and what do you remember most of it as a journalist?
Wow, that's a good question. Quickly, because everyone's waiting to weigh in on Nail the Score. The spectrum, the Flyers, when I was really, really little kid, winning the Stanley Cup back-to-back.
Right.
That was exciting because the place just shook, and it was fun going to hockey games there.
Right.
And as you know, because I had a relative who was playing for the Flyers.
Bernie Perron, yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of access, so it was fun. It was fun to be around that team, and I was just so much a little kid that it was, everything just sort of popped. So I would say that because I couldn't believe how loud it was. As a journalist, wow, that's a good question because I've been back to the spectrum a bunch to cover a bunch of different things. That's a tough one. I went back there for a couple of concerts, so not even sporting events. I might say one of those. Right. I went to a season where I covered the Phantoms, and that was a lot of fun. They're a minor league hockey team, but they were pretty good.
Now they're called the Adirondack Phantoms.
I know, crazy. Crazy, I got to let you slide. Have a great weekend.
Okay, take care, gorgeous.
All right, we go from Sam in Montreal. See who we have up next. By the way, if you sent me a score guess at americatonight.net, don't worry, I'm going to make sure that we get that. It'll count. Let's go to Debbie in Kentucky. Yo, Debbie, what's happening?
Hi, Kate. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too. Are you, you're not cooking a bird, right, or are you?
I'm going to Pennsylvania to see my mama and my granddaughter and my kids. I'm in Kentucky now, so.
Good for you, but that means that they should be making it so you can just sit down and eat, right?
I'll be there in time to get, do a little helping.
All right.
And I'm bringing stuff.
You.
I got cake and I got homemade cranberry jelly and I got stuff to take. Yeah.
Yum. Homemade cranberry jelly. That sounds good.
It's excellent. It's nothing like that crap in a can.
That's why I don't like the crap in the can.
It's awful. That's awful. But I found out how to make my own cake. It's delicious. If you turn me over to him, I'll give you a recipe.
All right. So hang
it's
on
easy.
The line and we'll get the recipe. So Donovan's going to love that. Yeah, hang on and we'll get the recipe from you because I'm interested in that. Debbie, what do you think? What do you think happens here?
Definitely the Cowboys are just not going to do well against the Saints. I really don't see that. I mean, it'd be that'd amaze me if they did. So let's go with the Saints. I'm going to go with 35, 17. Nobody has that one.
All right, 35-17, you got it. You're locked and loaded. Saints Travels, hang on.
I'll hang on. I'll get you that recipe. It's delicious when you make your own.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to see if I can't whip it up for my family in Florida after I get off the plane and after I've gone through that trauma of being patted down and everything else. And then, by the way, we'll film that and post that on the website. So hang on, Debbie. All right, let's slide over to Clifford in Missouri. Yo, Clifford, what's up?
Good morning, Kate. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
I think it's going to be Saints 35-10.
35-10. Boy, a lot of people saying 35. All right, you own that score, Clifford, my man. Happy Thanksgiving once again. Take care. Let's move from Clifford to a couple of people who have emailed us at americatonight.net. This one from Lojack. I get the reference, Lojack. Lojack says, are you kidding me, Kate? There's no way that the Cowboys win. Well, I didn't say the Cowboys were going to win. Trust me. He says the score is going to be 45-10. Oh, that would be humiliating, wouldn't it? 45-10, even for the Cowboys. Let's go to Philip, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Philip.
Hey, I'm a big John Kitner fan. I'm a big Jason Garrett fan. Garrett is an Ivy Leaguer. The guy's got a brain. He's got this team going in the right direction. People forget football is a game of emotions. You're going to see the Dallas Cowboys come out there. They're going to kick some butt, and they're going to throw up 31 points. It's going to be 31-27 Dallas Cowboys because the Dallas Cowboys still have a shot at winning the division. They still play the Eagles twice before the season is over. And you cannot discount the fact that Jerry Jones does not like being embarrassed. He has a chance to redeem himself. Go Cowboys.
All right, Philip. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. Interesting what he said there. I agree with a couple of things. One, Jason Garrett is no dummy. He went to Princeton. His roommate was Dean Cain. And just because you go to an Ivy League school, by the way, doesn't mean you're smart. But he is a smart guy. Comes from a football family. He has something to prove because of how the offense has been playing after he had all that cred and could have taken one of the main gigs. He could right now be the coach of the Baltimore Ravens. He was offered that job. He stayed with the Cowboys as an assistant instead. More Nail the Score coming up.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
So Wade Phillips gets pink slip, Jason Garrett steps in, and the Cowboys snap that five-game losing skid. They beat the Giants. That was a big win for them, 33-20. And then they beat Detroit. They had to come back in that Detroit game, and they should have beaten Detroit. 35-19 was the final score in that second win for Garrett. And, of course, Tony Romo's down. Everybody knows that now. You got John Kitna in for these last couple of games, and the offense seems to be going okay with Kitna as the signal caller. The defense looks a lot better after they looked terrible during that skid. Do you know that I remember I was watching this. I was watching the I don't remember what game it was. It was probably the Giants' first game, but the Giants' first game with the Cowboys. But in watching the season really start to implode, that defense was allowing about 35 points or more when they were collapsing. And you're like, whoa, DeMarcus Ware, what is going on? So Dallas is fourth in the NFC East. New Orleans is third in the NFC South. Two very different teams, I think. And this is a big one for Drew Brees rather than the Saints, because this is their first Thanksgiving Day game of, you know, who cares about Thanksgiving Day game? But they'd like to take this game and walk away with it for sure. Dallas, on the other hand, and for Jason Garrett, who doesn't want to hear about Bill Cowher coming in or somebody else coming in to take over the Cowboys team because he's the interim guy, he'd like to pull up with a big win, and that would be a big win for the Dallas Cowboys, no doubt. Dr. E in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hello.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Do you like your time down in Mississippi?
You know what I really did? The people there are really awesome. They treated me like I was their daughter.
Oh, well, They were
so nice. They were. And you know what? Their stories, though, Dr. E, are so sad. People don't realize it. They know they got hit with the Katrina and then this oil spill thing. But I didn't realize that the winds got up to 130 miles an hour when they got hit by Katrina. So, everything was slammed. I mean, to smithereens. It was crazy what happened and how they tried to bounce back. Finally, they turn a corner. And then when they do that, then the oil spill thing happens and everybody stays away from the Gulf Coast for, 5-6 months.
That is absolutely terrible.
I know. And think of your local economy, and if that happens, it's pretty bad. Well, who do you like, the Saints or the Cowboys?
I don't like the Cowboys, but I believe Jason Garrett has got them going on the right page. I'm going to go 23-20. Cowboys.
Woo! All right, Dr. E, just to be controversial. I think he is getting them on the right path, though. Okay, we got you down. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too, ma'am.
All right, Jack Down Under, chat pal. He sent us a guess. He says the Cowboys, 24-18. 24-18. So now there's like a little thread here going on where a few of you think Dallas will take it to the Saints, even if it's a close game. Bill in Missouri, it's your turn in the barrel. Bill, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Do you subscribe to the theory that Garrett's going to pull up this big win being Mr. Motivational and they're going to beat the Saints?
I don't know if it's Garrett, but Dallas has a history of pulling rabbits out of their head on Thanksgiving, so I'm going to go Cowboys 28-24.
All right, 28-24 Cowboys. All right, Bill, we got you locked and loaded. Have a good one.
Good luck with TSA tomorrow.
Thanks. We got the flip video going, and actually I've got a buddy who's a photographer for a local station, and he's meeting me at the airport. I'm not trying to start anything. I'm not trying to just do something. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to go through normally. So we'll see what happens. I hope it's just smooth sailing. One, because I don't want anyone jacking with me when I'm tired and I haven't had any coffee. You know how that is. I just don't want to deal with that. And just like everybody else traveling, nobody else wants to deal with it either. MJ in Kentucky, it's your turn. Hey, MJ.
Hello. I'm with the Saints, 33. And the Cowboys, 20.
All right, 33-20. Happy Thanksgiving. We got you down.
You too.
Let's go to Clarence in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. Getting ready for Thanksgiving? Are you excited about Thanksgiving or you just want to eat the food?
Well, not really, because I'm on diet.
Yeah, there you go. Not really. I understand. Just eat a small portion, that's all.
Yeah, just a little bit won't hurt.
Yeah, just a little bit won't hurt. The problem is, I know how it is. Trust me, I'm trying my best. I've been working out, doing jogging, running, the whole thing. I want to try to run a marathon, and I don't know if I'm going to make it, but I got you. Mashed potatoes, I mean, who can't eat a whole thing of mashed potatoes?
But the key to it all is just what you eat.
It is. It's what you eat more than the exercise, actually. I mean, people that would kill me that are in the exercise business and say, oh, that's baloney, but that's not true. It really is what you eat, the smaller portions, we know that, or the vegetables and stuff. What do you think? Do you like the Saints or the Cowboys?
Well, I tell you, the last time we talked, remember I was told I needed a big miracle with Dallas and New York?
Yeah.
Well, 30-27 Dallas.
I wonder if someone else has that. 30-27 Dallas. I just got to make sure. 30-27. No, you own it. 30-27. I got a 31-27. 30-27 Dallas. It's in the books. It is written. Clarence, good luck. We will see if you're a winner. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's go to Edna in Kansas. Edna, we haven't talked to you in so long. Happy Thanksgiving. How have you been doing?
Oh, I've been in and out of the hospital, but I'm home now.
Oh, good. And you sound better, so you feel okay?
Yeah.
Good. What do you think, Edna? Who do you like, the Cowboys or do you like the Saints?
Well, I'm not much of a fan, but I'm just guessing. Saints, 27-17.
Ooh, I might have that, Saints 27-17. I thought someone said that. My memory is fading, fading fast, Edna. I don't know what's wrong with it. 27-17, no, no, somebody has it. Rick in Illinois, no, he's got 24. 27-17, it is yours. We are so happy to hear from you, and we'll see if the Saints can pull it out for you. That'd be great.
Do you remember last year my net? Numbers was always 27-17.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was the winner.
That was the winner last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Wow. Yeah. Chris in Connecticut. That's exactly the score that she had.
She won on my numbers.
That's the problem. It's just like lottery numbers if you give someone your card. All right, Edna, good luck and happy, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you.
All right. How about that? Nailing the score. We got a couple of other people who have sent us emails, and let's see, we got one here from Big Bart. Big Bart says, Kate, you covered the Cowboys, then you just diss them. I don't get it, lady. I like the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are going to roll in this. A lot of the people that have picked the Cowboys are dead on, and you are dead wrong. Final score is going to be 38-7. Ooh, 38-7. That would be Sackland. That'd be a nightmare for Drew Brees. That must be what you're thinking. Got another one here. This one from Tiny Tina. Where do you come up with these nicknames? Tiny Tina says, Saints all the way. I love the Saints. Love Drew Brees. And I think that they'll win this one. The final score is going to be 45-17. 45-17. Wow, a couple people thinking that this is going to be like a mad run on the score. Where's that defense? Where's that Dallas defense? Nowhere to be seen. The worst they've ever played. Hey, thanks to everybody who nailed the score. Happy Thanksgiving and good luck to all of you.